Kapijana Vallabha Kivarada Kapijana Vallabha Kivarada Yasoda nandana bhajata nandana Yasoda nandana bhajata nandana Yamuna tira panacha Yamuna tira vanacha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Jaya Radha Punya Behar. We will be reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 20, text 38 and 39. Jaya Jaya Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda We will be reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 20, the Lord instructs Sanatana Goswami, texts 338 and 339. 338 is on the board. Namaste Vasudevaya
Namaste Vasudevaya
Namasankarsanaya cha
Namasankarsanaya cha
Padyumna Padyumnaya Nirudaya
Padyumnaya Nirudaya
Tubhyam Bhagavate Namaha Namaste Vasudevaya
Namaste Vasudevaya
Namasankarsanaya cha
Namasankarsanaya cha
Padyumnaya Nirudaya
Padyumnaya Nirudaya
Tubhyam Bhagavate Namaha
Tubhyam Bhagavate
Namaha Namaste Vasudevaya
Namaste Vasudevaya
Namo Sankarsanaya cha. Padyumnaya Nirudaya. Tubhyam Bhagavate Namaha. Namaste Vasudevaya. Nama Sankarsanaya cha. Padyumnaya Nirudaya. Tubhyam Bhagavate Namaha. Namaste Vasudevaya. Nama Sankarsanaya cha. Padyumnaya Nirudaya. Tubhyam Bhagavate Namaha. Namaste Vasudevaya. Nama Sankarsanaya cha. Padyumnaya Nirudaya. Tubhyam Bhagavate Namaha. Namaste Vasudevaya. Nama Sankarsanaya cha.
Padyumnaya Nirudaya.
Padyumnaya Nirudaya.
Tubhyam Bhagavate Namaha.
Tubhyam Bhagavate Namaha. Namaste Vasudevaya. Nama Sankarsanaya cha. Padyumnaya Nirudaya. Tubhyam Bhagavate Namaha. Word for word translation. Namaha. Let me offer my respectful obeisances. Te. Unto you. Vasudevaya. Lord Vasudev. Namaha. Respectful obeisances. Sankarsanaya cha. Also to Lord Sankarsan. Padyumnaya. To Lord Padyumna. Anirudhaya. Unto Aniruddha. Tubhyam. Unto you. Bhagavate. Unto the personality of Godhead. Namaha. My respectful obeisances. Translation and purport by Abhaicharana Vinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, expanded as Vasudev, Sankarsan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. Purport. This is a prayer from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.29, spoken by Karabhajana Muni when he was questioned by Maharaj Nimi, the king of Videha, about the incarnations in specific yugas and their method of worship. Karabhajan Muni was one of the nine Yogendras, and he met the king to inform him about future incarnations. Text 339. Emante Tvaparekha, Emante Tvaparekha Krishna. Emante Tvaparekare Krishna Chara.
Emante Tvaparekare Krishna Chara.
Emante tvapare kare Krishna archana. Emante tvapare kare Krishna archana. Krishna nama sankirtana. Kali yuge radharma. Emante tvapare kare Krishna archana. Krishna nama sankirtana. Kali yuge radharma. Emante tvapare kare Krishna archana. Krishna nama sankirtan kali yuge radharma. Emante tvapare kare Krishna archana. Krishna nama sankirtana. Kali yuge radharma. Emante tvapare kare Krishna archana. Krishna nama sankirtana kali yuge radharma. Emante tvapare kare Krishna archana. Krishna nama sankirtana kali yuge radharma. Okay, we can also repeat the word for word. Emante. By this mantra. Dvapare. In the age of Dvapara.
In the age of Dvapara.
Kare.
Kare.
Perform.
Krishna
Archan. The worship of Lord Krishna.
The worship of Lord Krishna.
Krishna nama sankirtana. Chanting the holy names, the name of Lord Krishna.
Chanting the holy name of the Lord Krishna.
Kali yuge
radharma.
The occupational duty in the age of Kali.
The occupational duty in the age of Kali.
Translation. By this mantra, the people worship Lord Krishna in Dvapara Yuga. In the Kali Yuga, the occupational duty of the people is to chant congregationally the holy name of Krishna. Please repeat. By this mantra, the people worship Lord Krishna in the Dvapara Yuga. In the Kali Yuga, the occupational duty of the people is to chant congregationally the holy name of Krishna. And the purport, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 12.5.51, Kali Doshnide Rajan Asti Eko Mahan Guna Kirtanya Eva Krishna Syam Mukta Bandha Param Vajat. In Kali Yuga, one worships Lord Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. To propagate this movement, Lord Krishna personally appeared as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is described in the following verse. Om Ajnanati Mandasya Chanchana Shalaka Sakshvan Miritam Inatasmai Sigurve Nama Chichetanya Manobhistam Staptam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupkadamyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sigur Siyuda Padakamlam Sigurum Vaishnavam Sa Shri Rupam Jagjatam Sakana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Satipetam Savarutam Parjanat Saitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sankaralita Shikshakam Vitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sinodina Bandhatyat Prateko Peshako Prakantarada Kanta Namastate Tapta Kamsna Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanashve Vishamanu Suti Devi Pranamama Haripriye Vankha Kalpta Visha Kripa Sinabai Visha Patnam Pavanabhyo Vaishnabhyo Namo Nama Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Radhada Shiva Sangati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamane Namaste Sarasvata Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Srinivari Paskacha Desatarane Srila Prabhupada Ki. So here, this is one of the four chapters where Lord Chaitanya is instructing Sanatana Goswami. And in this chapter, Lord Chaitanya explains all the incarnations, that it is somewhat a chapter similar to the third chapter in the first canto, where we also have all the main incarnations explained. But this chapter is a bit more specific, that in the first verse we recited today, the first expansions of Balaram are explained. Balaram is the first expansion of Krishna, and then from him comes Vasudev, Sankarsan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, that they have specific functions. But then in the second verse, another kind of incarnation is described. Krishna appears as a holy name for Kali Yuga, as an occupational duty for the people in Kali Yuga. So in Kali Yuga, we have the holy name. And Lord Chaitanya came to propagate his chanting of the holy name. And he gave us the mood how to chant his holy name. Trinata pisnechna tarora visaisna amana manadana kirtana sadahari. Yes, to be more tolerant than a straw in the street, and that more humble than a grass. Yeah, more tolerant than a tree, sorry, and more humbled on a straw in the street. Devoid of all prestige, one should be ready to give all honor to others. So that's the inner attitude required. Not easy to attain for people of Kali Yuga. But then Lord Chaitanya goes further. Nadanam, Najanam, Nasunarim, Kavatavashri, Shikamari. Mama chamami chamamish prabhavta bhakta hait kichai. Lord Chaitanya said, I don't desire beautiful women, no wealth, no followers. I just desire your causeless service, devotional service. Service without any motivation, and that birth after birth. So he doesn't want liberation. He doesn't want anything of this world, just this devotional service. That's pure motivation. So you have the attitude first, and then the pure motivation. But yes, we have the holy name in Kali Yuga as our shelter. But in the third chapter of the first canto, you have also a list of incarnations. And there another incarnation for Kali Yuga is mentioned. This is 1.3.40. Idam Bhagavatam Mama Puranam Brahma Samitam Uttamasloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi Nishresya Sayalokasya Danyantvasta Ayanam Mahat. The scriptures named Srimad Bhagavatam is the literal incarnation of God. So Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna, is an incarnation of God. And it is compiled by Srila Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God. It is meant for the ultimate good of all people. And it is all successful and all blissful and all perfect. So further, this is in, a few verses further, there Sutta Goswami says, Krishna svadama pagate dharma janata pisaha kalanasta disamesa purnakadanodita. This Bhagavad Purana is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. So we have here Lord Chaitanya in Chaitanya Charitamrita is speaking to Sanatana Goswami. So Sanatana Goswami has written compiled many scriptures, books. And one is Krishna Lila Stava. And at the end of Krishna Lila Stava, the last verses there, he is speaking about the Bhagavatam, and he says, the Bhagavatam is my only friend, is my own companion. And he says, O Krishna, you have left us, but you have returned as the Bhagavatam. So we have two special incarnations of Krishna for Kali Yuga. His holy name, and we have the Bhagavatam, both. So, in this verse especially, it is said, yes, for the people of Kali Yuga, they have to chant holy names. In the sixth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains the yoga system to Arjuna, how to control the mind. When the mind wanders, you have to bring it back always. And Arjuna, after hearing that, he says, O Krishna, that is nothing for me. I cannot do that. Controlling this mind, it's so obnoxious. It's like trying to control the wind. I cannot do it. And what is the reply of Krishna? Krishna says, O Arjuna, yes, you can do it with detachment and suitable practice. Srila Prabhupada translates suitable practice. The word suitable is there. So, because this verse here in the Bhagavatam 12.3.51, the third chapter of the 12th canto, it's called also Bhumi Gita. All the symptoms of the people in Kali Yuga are described there. And Bhumi is complaining, she's not really complaining, she's laughing. She said, All these kings try to conquer the earth. They try to conquer me, and sometimes they are successful for a short time, but then they have to leave the body. So it's all for nothing. one after another is trying to that and all these symptoms of the people of Kali Yuga are described. We know in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, Sutta Goswami 1.1.10 says Prayanal Payusa Sabha Kala Basmanchana Mandasamanta Matya Mandra Bhagyupadruta. That it is Upadruta, these people of Kali Yuga are always disturbed. Bhagavad Gita explains why. Daya Prita Shetasham, they are so attached to Sanskrit because they are always disturbed. That's the situation of the people of Kali Yuga. But then, for each age, there was a suitable practice, because after mentioning this verse in the 12th canto, 12.3.51 from the Bhagavatam, next verse describes that there are processes for every yuga. In the Satya Yuga, the process was meditation, and then in Treta Yuga, the method was jahyas, fire sacrifices. And then in Dvapara Yuga, it was deity worship. And for Kali Yuga, it's the chanting of the holy names. And the verse said that chanting of the real holy names is very much easier than the other processes. Because the Bhagavatam is spoken, Sutta Goswami is speaking to the sages of Namisaranya, but they were concerned, these sages, they were at a soft heart, they were thinking, this Kali Yuga is coming, people will be very disturbed, very difficult age, how can we help them? And they were trying to do fire sacrifices. But that's the process for Treta Yuga. And there are no qualified Brahmins in Kali Yuga, so the only effect of their jahyas was that their bodies became black from the smoke, but no advancement. But then Sutta Goswami came, who spoke the Bhagavatam. So we have the Bhagavatam, and we have at the same time the holy name. Srila Prabhupada writes in the beginning, in the purport of 5.1 from Bhagavad Gita, that he writes, because there it's spoken in the beginning of the fifth chapter about Sankhya and Yoga, analytical study and devotional service. And Prabhupada said, they are interdependent, because if we perform religion without philosophy, it's sentimental or sometimes fanatic. And the opposite, philosophy without religion is dry mental speculation, doesn't help either. So both must be there. But how Srila Prabhupada, he organized our morning program. We have chanting of the holy name, and we have also deity worship, and we have the hearing of the Bhagavatam. That's going together. How does that go together? In Harinam Sintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that, yes, that to be properly chant a holy name, one must be situated in Sambandhyan. Sambandhyan is the knowledge required to establish our re-establish our relationship with Krishna. One must be properly situated. That means one must know the position of Krishna. One must know our position as a servant. And then there is the relationship. And what is the mood of that servant is explained by Lord Chaitanya. Tolerant, humble, devoid of false prestige, no, not wanting possessions that or sense gratification, that even not wanting liberation, just wanting to please Krishna. That's the purity that is required to chant holy names. That so that there is an interdependence between hearing the Bhagavatam and chanting. That because by hearing the Bhagavatam, we gradually understand our position. It's not just that, you know, yeah, Krishna is God, I'm a servant, okay, and devotion service is our relationship, so I know it. Yes, but the next moment you act as being the body, as a sense gratificator. That's the point. This tendency to exploit the world and to put ourselves in the center is so deep in our heart. And that these are anarthas, material desires. Because at one side you have, okay, I want to serve Krishna. I want to serve Krishna pure. So only for Krishna, nothing for me, just giving love, that's good. But at the other side, we have material desires in our heart. So at one side, we want this purity in service. And so that mood is like a prayer for to Krishna, an offering to Krishna. I want to serve you with a pure heart, with a pure intention. That's pure motivation. But then we have material desires in our heart. Material desires are also like prayers to Krishna. I want to enjoy that. So we want to let it go, but then these material desires are there, and so by that our desire is not really sincere, in the sense, as long as these material desires are strong. That it's like someone who embraces a tree, and he embraces the tree and says, "Let me go, let me go." Let me go, we want to serve Krishna purely. But then we have these desires, we say, we in our heart, we pray to Krishna, but I want to enjoy also. And it's not going. Of course, then you have the sadhu who comes and tells you, you should, yeah, it's you who are holding on the tree. So that's the spiritual master. So we need to hear the Bhagavatam every day. And there, when we go to the Bhagavatam, we learn so many things. You come to the story of the talk between Narada Muni and King Prachina Bharatsat. And Narada Muni tells a whole story of the king of Puranjan, which is meant to help King Prachina Bharatsat to take away these desires from the heart. And what does King Prachina Bharatsat say to Narada Muni after hearing the whole story? There's a few chapters in the Bhagavatam. He says, "I don't understand it. Can you explain it? Can you explain it again?" And then And then again a whole chapter explaining to King Prajnabharishad the, and then finally he gets it. So that's our situation, that these desires, it's very, very difficult to give up, and they are anarthas. So how to get out of it? The point is, if we chant a holy name, we should chant without offenses. It's very nice that we have repeated these 10 offenses against the holy name, because it's important to understand this process, how to overcome these offenses. Of course, we perform sadhana. That Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains from Shraddha to Prema, the process. Shraddha, you have faith, but then sadhu sangha, you associate with devotees, you accept the spiritual master, you learn how to perform devotional service, and then we come to bhajana kriya, we practice. And sometimes in the beginning is anishtita bhajana kriya, it's unsteady. And Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he gives 6 reasons for unsteadiness. Nice to study Madhurya Kanambini, but then if one overcomes that, one becomes steady in one's devotional service. One gets up in the morning early and goes to the whole morning program and is fixed up in his sadhana. That's called Nishtita Bhajana Kriya. You are fixed up in your sadhana. Is that going to purify your heart? No, not much. You need something more. And there it comes. To go to anartha nivritti, you must give up offenses. You must give up offenses to remove these anarthas. And that's very important. It means the proper attitude, the attitude of Trinatha Pishnichana and all the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya came as to teach the right mood in which to chant these holy names. But what are these anarthas? Different kinds of anarthas. Yes. There are anarthas which are caused by past sinful activities, reactions of past sinful activities. There are anarthas which are caused by past pious activities. They are also anarthas. And then you have nam apparat and seva apparat. Seva apparat, offenses we make in worship, but That's not so important. Not so serious. Also important, but not so serious, because when you just by continuing performing devotional service, that's the offense of seva apparata are quickly nullified. And offenses coming from previous sinful activities and pious activities, they start to be removed when you overcome nam apparat. Because anartha nivritti in Harinam Chintamani is called namabhas. Namabhas means the holy name is always fully potent. Like the sun is always fully potent. But sometimes we see there are clouds between. The sun is not covered by the clouds. Our sight is covered by the clouds. We don't see the clear sun. We see some light coming. But even during the day, if it's a cloudy day, still it's day and you see the daylight, it's already potent. That's Namabhas. And that Namabhas, we need to remove our anarthas, to remove our anarthas from the heart. But that will only really start happening when we give up this namaparat. Because the effects, there are 9 stages in devotional service. And once you come to anartha nivritti, this namabhas, then the heart starts to become cleansed. It may take many years, but you will come to nishtha. Nishtha is a position of liberation. The nishtha is a position of the Brahma-Buddha realization. Then you become prasanatma, peaceful. But if we come to this nishtha, this Brahma-Buddha realization, practically all the reactions of our pious and sinful activities in the past are eradicated for practically 99%. But not the reactions because of namaparat. The reactions of namaparat, because in Madhurya Kanambini, Vishvanathravakti Thakur, he gives 4 stages. The first effect is limited. Like when we are in the states of bhajana kriya, we are studying, but we are not yet in our anartha nivritti, then if we chant the holy name, it will remove a few anarthas, but not much. But the real anarthas start to become removed when we give up this namaparat. And then when it comes to namabhas, reflected light, and when our heart is pure, we come into the full sunlight when we chant the holy name, the full light. And then we chant the Sudanam, the pure name. And when we chant the pure name, the effect is that we will develop love for Godhead. If we chant the Nam Abbas, and we are in anartha nivritti, it will purify the heart. Different effect. And when the heart is completely purified, then we get the full sunlight. So if we look now at these 10 offenses, we see that it's all about forms of disrespect. Disrespect for the devotees who dedicate their lives for the glories of the holy name. Disrespect for the spiritual master not following his instructions. And disrespect for the holy name, thinking it's imagination of use it to get material benefit. So these are forms of disrespect. And how to overcome this disrespect? Like Srila Prabhupada, someone asked Prabhupada, well, Prabhupada said to us that why do I translate these books in the middle of the night? Why am I doing that? It's for you to read. if you are not reading my books, Guru Avakya, and that's the third offense, not following the instructions of the spiritual master, disrespect for the spiritual master. So that's very interesting, that he wants us to read the books, especially the Bhagavatam, that if we read the Bhagavatam, what happens? It brings us in the right mood of a devotee. We, just by hearing properly the Bhagavatam every day, this humility and this tolerance will enter into our heart, because we get the examples of many devotees in the Bhagavatam, how they overcame, they were overcoming these weaknesses of heart, that which are the cause of this disrespect in the heart. That so, therefore, if we hear daily the Bhagavatam, we will come to this Trinata Pishnichnata or Abhisisnamana Manadana Kirtanya Sudhari. That will develop in our heart. We will start to understand that we are not a controller in this world, that we are completely dependent on the Supreme Lord. That and we are, and by that awareness one becomes humble. One start to naturally, when one hears the Bhagavatam every day, to reject what's not favorable for Krishna consciousness, to accept what's favorable for Krishna consciousness. And you come in the right position. It's not just Krishna is God and I'm his servant. No, to be in the right position, you must understand Krishna is my maintainer. Krishna is my only protector. Sanatana Goswami says, the Bhagavatam is my only friend. Krishna is my only friend. And that's the process of saranagati. Surrender. The Bhagavatam helps. I was always thinking, because that combination is very important, Bhagavatam and chanting. I'm always thinking of Bhakti Charamaji. He joined quite late, 1976, in Mayapur. But then we see that in the 80s, there were already many sannyasis and gurus, and they fall down. They fell down. That means that they were not on a high level of spiritual realization. That they fell down. They got difficulties. That and there you have Bhakti Charamaj, he's just a few years in the movement, and he becomes so advanced in this short time. How is that? The first instruction Srila Prabhupada gave him was to translate the Bhagavatam in Bengali. What does it take to translate Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavatam in Bengali? You must meditate on every word of the Bhagavatam. You become so deep absorbed. So by his absorption in the Bhagavatam and his practice at the same time, he came in a short time, very advanced. That, because this is this combination of the Bhagavatam and the chanting. Of course, the Bhagavatam Nastrasya Bhattrasya Nityam Bhagavata Sevya Bhagavata Tamasya Bhakti Bhavasti Nastri. The Bhagavatam must be heard every day. Every day. That while serving the spiritual master, that it's Nitya Seva. Never to give up. Never. If you go to the spiritual world, or to the devotees there, discuss Krishna's pastimes, and they are experienced the pastimes also. That Mother Yasoda, when she was churning the butter, she was reciting verses composed by some professional poet, the putting all the pastimes of Krishna in rhyme form, in verse form, and she was relishing that. Machita machata prana bhuti antaspasyam kati antasamantiyam tushanti saramantisha. But then, okay, that's one aspect. We get his holy name. Lord Chaitanya comes, explains the mood in which to chant the holy name. We have the Bhagavatam, which helps us to come in this mood. If we hear that every day, that's good. Still something more is required. We see Mother Yasoda in the Damodara Lila wanted to bind Krishna, but a rope was always two fingers too short, right? Two fingers. Our Acharya says, our endeavors and mercy. Mercy is required. Therefore, the mercy is essential in our lives. I was at the Bhaktivinoda Manor with Bhakti Choramaj, and he was going to give initiation on some of my graduate Bhakti Shastri students. He asked me to speak. And the first, I was embarrassed, but your spiritual master orders you to speak, and he's beside you. You must do it. So I was praying to Bhakti Choramaj for his mercy. And he said, no. I was pointing to the deity of Prabhupada. That's where the mercy comes from. And that's very important for all of us. Bhakti Choramaj always, everywhere, was putting Prabhupada in the center. But that's also important for us. That to get the mercy, that does not mean that our spiritual master, that who is between, with Prabhupada and us, the spiritual master is a representative of Prabhupada. And it's very clear, Prabhupada's position was unique. All his disciples, and some are very advanced, are like different lamps with different intensity, but no one is like Prabhupada. And the mercy comes always to the Guru Parampara, to Prabhupada. So mercy is important, because yes, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, and it looks very simple. Tesam sota yuknam bhajtam pitipurvakam dadami buddhiyogantam yena mam upayanti te. You serve me with a little love, and dadami, I give you buddhiyoga, I give you this realization from within the heart. Tesam evvanakam bhajtam amap achyana jamtama nasa jamat babhavastu jhanati penabhasvata. He gives that realization to the heart with the torch of knowledge. He burns away our ignorance, and then we get realization. But what's the problem with that? To get that, you must have priti purvakam, a little love. Even that we don't have, this little love. We think in terms of bodily concepts and lust, and we don't know what love is. And because we don't have that little love, Krishna does not purify our heart. So what's the system Krishna gives us? That vinapana partner paripasana sevio pratikshantatejam jnana stattvadakshana. You take shelter of a spiritual master, you serve him in a humble mood, and inquire from him about spiritual life. That's the process. And it's, if we follow the instructions of the spiritual master, especially this hearing the Bhagavatam, chanting the holy name, follow the regulative principles, there are mainly four instructions which are essential. Four instructions. But Charumaj told us, ISKCON is like a boat. The only thing you have to do is you remain in the boat. Don't jump overboard. The boat will rock and go, and sometimes you will be seasick, so many things, but you remain on board of the boat. How do you do that? We are in the boat and we remain in the boat as long as we follow the process properly. Bhakti Charamaya said properly, and properly means doing four things. Follow the regulative principles, chant the holy name, hear the Bhagavatam, he said, hear the Bhagavatam, and do service. If you do these four things, you are properly applying the process. That if you miss one of these four, you are in trouble. So we must every day hear the Bhagavatam. Because hearing the Bhagavatam is the first class method to develop this proper attitude. Srila Prabhupada explains, someone hears that stealing is bad, and is not going to steal. And then, that's first class. A second class is, one hears that stealing is bad, but it gives only up the tendency after seeing someone is arrested. And then it gives up, okay. And then the third class is, one hears that stealing is bad, one sees that someone is arrested, but it only gives it up after he's arrested himself. So we can learn first class, second class, or third class. First class lead is hearing just by the Bhagavatam. And if we don't hear the Bhagavatam sufficient and only chant, Krishna may also purify you, but it will be the hard way. You first will have become arrested, a lot of suffering on the process. So first class is hearing the Bhagavatam. And so if we follow these instructions, we get the mercy of the spiritual master. And by the mercy of spiritual master, Krishna accepts it as a little love and purifies our heart. So that is what I could say on these verses. Any comments, questions, please? Yeah.
Beautiful class, Maharaj. I was contemplating that Krishna is fully independent, but then you stress a point that hearing Bhagavatam and chanting holy name is Krishna, but they are interdependent. So how is that fully independent become interdependent?
Mm-hmm.
Can you please?
That's the point is that Lord Chaitanya says that the Lord has invested all these potencies in the holy name. So all the potencies are there, but they will only manifest to us that if these anarthas, these clouds are gone. So Krishna is not depending on anything. We are depending on special mercy. It's by the mercy of the spiritual master that we can get that full mercy. Krishna's arrangement that Krishna Srivasti Thakur explains how the Madhurya Kanambhini. He has delegated his power to give bhakti to his pure devotee. So the holy name does not depend on the Bhagavatam to act. The Bhagavatam is there for us to remove the clouds between us and the holy name and come in the right attitude. So Krishna is always independent, but we are dependent on the mercy of the spiritual master to come to that point. And the mercy of the spiritual master comes when we follow his instructions. And that's always something that these things we learn from the Bhagavatam. Bhishma Dev is lying on the bed of arrows and is instructing Yudhishthira Maharaj. And he's telling him, as long as you follow the advice of the Brahmins and you follow the religious principles, translated is, as long as you are following the instructions of the spiritual master, that you are protected by these religious principles, by the religious principles in itself. So as long as we follow these basic instructions of Srila Prabhupada, we are protected by these instructions. We will remain on board of the ISKCON boat. And the only thing you must do is remain on board. The boat is going to the other side. The only thing a rich son must do to get the heritage of his father is to stay alive. That principle I tried to explain. Does that help?
Yeah. Yeah. But one more, the two component to discipline or control mind, you gave the reference of the sixth chapter, that abhasana tu kunteya bharagyana chanijyata. So then abhas, you say, Prabhupada translated as a suitable
practice. Yeah.
So suitable practice, that's a little vague, isn't it? I mean, somebody may say, I will chant 8 rounds, that's suitable for me. Why you are making 16 minimum? Or out of 4 regulative, I can follow 2. Why? So I'm following Prabhupada, suitable.
Yeah, suitable practice. Of course, we cannot see one instruction in the Gita independent from the others. That suitable practice is explained to you and given to you by the spiritual master. Therefore, the spiritual master explains, and he sets the standard that you must follow in your situation. I remember that, my Guru Maharaj, he gave initiation to one devotee, and he asked him to chant 4 rounds every day. You can say, oh, that is a deviation of what Prabhupada gave us. But you have to understand the circumstance. This person could not speak and was deaf. So chanting 16 names of the mantra, it took a long time. Chanting 4 rounds for him took 4 hours.
Wow.
So that is understandable. That is according to, because that then 4 rounds was suitable for him. But that's a great exception. And there is a reason for that, a medical reason. Mm-hmm. And that, But Prabhupada gives as a standard, and we should abide by that.
Thank you, Maharaj. This is a very beautiful class. Also, that I'm sorry, I'm taking too much time. Like four principles of Bhakti Charan Maharaj. One was stay in the boat, Ishkan.
Yeah.
Second is do hearing Bhagavatam.
Yeah.
And then do some service.
Yes, four regulative principles, chanting your rounds, hearing the Bhagavatam, and do service.
Oh, I see.
These four, we do these four, we properly apply the process. If one is missing, we are in danger. Good. Thank you very much. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.